10 days to go until Christmas. I think one of the big Christmas gifts this year is going to be poker chips. Very, very popular because of the incredible popularity of poker. And most of that popularity has to be ascribed to the World Poker Tour broadcast on the Travel Channel. And here is one of the two hosts of that, along with Mike Sexton. Here is Vince Van Patten. Hi, Vince.
How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Great, Paul.
Vince and I met for the first time face-to-face a few months ago in Las Vegas at the Mirage when there was a big WPT event going on, and I was actually sitting down at one of the non-tournament tables, and in walks Vince Van Patten and his dad Dick Van Patten and actor James Woods, and they're looking to set up a big money game. And while they were waiting for that to get set up, he actually came and sat down at my table, and it was very interesting having you sit down at that table, Vince. I got to tell you, everybody paid attention.
Did I win? I forget.
Here's what happened. You were in like three hands, one of which was against me, which you were the big blind, and I raised it pre-flop, and you called. And on the flop, we were heads up. You checked. I bet. You called. On the turn, you checked. I bet, and you folded. So I took three bets down from you.
I want revenge.
Well, about 5 minutes later, you got up and went and played in a really big money, no limit game. And the money you had given me meant virtually nothing, so don't worry about it.
Well, listen, no, that's the great thing. We do the World Poker Tour, but for a couple days before we do the final show, I get to play the side games.
Yeah.
So it's great fun.
And that's where you make money. You've actually been kind of the king of these no limit cash games for quite a while, haven't you?
Well, you know, you win, you lose. I'm a good poker player. I do pretty well. I have a bad habit of betting sports, though, you know. So whatever I win at the poker table, I usually wind up blowing back.
That's a little bit of a problem, yeah. Since you've been doing this, does it bug you that you can't play in the tournaments that you're broadcasting?
Yes, of course. You know, we do World Poker Tour events, and you see every show, there's a new millionaire. And you're just saying, foaming at the mouth, and you're just thinking, oh man, I wish I could get in that. But of course we can't, because if we did make the final table, you know, who would host the show?
Yeah.
But we try. I try to convince them, hey, listen, just put a little microphone on me. If I get lucky, I make the final table, and I'll give a play-by-play. You know, it's like Howard Cosell being thrown down there playing football.
Yeah. You know? And wouldn't it be nice if you could be in the tournament and see the WPT cams?
Yes, exactly. So anyway, they don't agree with me on that. So, but you know what? At the end of the day, at the end of the tournament, I'm even. So yeah. That's not that bad.
that's true. Now tonight, you've got this all women tournament that's going to air on the WPT, right?
Yes, we have another ladies' night show. We did one last year. Cloney Cowan, a pretty young lady from Texas, won it, and I think it was our highest rated show of the year. And women just, you know, they love the game. They're coming into the game, and so many are great players right now. So we have another fantastic show tonight on the World Poker Tour.
Now, a listener by the name of Norm wrote to me and said, please ask Vince about this, because it seems to me like there are so many more men making final tables at these tournaments. Is it like track and field, where the men and the women really aren't on equal footing when it comes to poker?
No, I think they are on equal footing. But you know something, to be honest, men have been playing the game longer. They understand the game. It's in their blood. You know what? There's more deception in a man, and he understands it, and that's a good thing at the poker table.
Uh-huh.
So I think the results so far, now we do have exceptions, of course, but so far I think there's a slight edge to the man. But, you know, ladies like Annie Duke and... Maureen Fiduniak and Kathy, you know, they are great and they are champions, so it is turning quickly.
Yep. Norman also wanted me to ask, his other question was, it appears that at the highest level, older players, over 50, let's say, can't compete with the younger ones at the elite level. What do you say to that?
Well, that's the new trend. Everyone's saying, oh, you got to be young, you know, otherwise your mind goes a little bit when you get a little bit older and you just don't have the edge. I totally disagree. Doyle Brunson, this year, wins an event on the World Poker Tour. He's only played about seven events, and he won the event. I mean, he's living proof in his 70s, still going strong. So I don't agree. There are a lot of young players, though, that have just, you know, jumped into the game, and they've got the Walkmans on, and they got the glasses and the goatees, and they are brutal, and they live and breathe poker, and it is paying off for them. But old school, you know, cowboy types, they, you know, I'll put them up against anyone.
Are these new guys changing the game? Because they tend to be a lot more aggressive, I think.
They're cockier. I'll give you that. I mean, they definitely are. They more aggressive. You know what? Since you're watching it on TV and you watch these guys go all in with absolutely nothing and force the pots, now everybody's getting it. They're saying, "Oh man, that's all you got to do."
Uh-huh.
I get it, and they're playing this. You know, don't massage the pot. Go real strong, and that is paying off in a big way. It's do or die style poker.
Yeah. Well, I've seen when I play in the poker room locally here in St. Louis, we've got a couple of them here.
Really?
And I see people who, you know, they sit down at a limit game and they're playing a no limit game, and there is a difference in how you're supposed to play the two. You know, guys sitting down in a 3-6 game and he's going all in. Okay, sir, the best $3. You can't push $100 into the pot. But I also see that because what you guys do is so heavily edited, we really only see the exciting hands. You don't see all the boring hands where somebody raises and everybody else folds. And that really is an important part of poker, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, on the World Poker Tour, we probably you're probably only seeing about 30% of the hands played. Yeah, but who really wants to see those other hands?
No,
like
I don't.
Said, it's kind of boring. But what is the question?
The question is, I don't want to see all those hands, but is it hard for people who are watching to understand that there are all those other hands being played, and it's not like, you know, run and gun and just throw it all in there every time, which is what you would think if you just sometimes watch the show.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, you have to have patience, you got to be very selective and wait for your spots. So no doubt about it.
What's the best game you've ever played in?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I play in a lot of different games. I like to play no-limit games and certain games that we've had in the casinos in L.A. and around town. It's always a great game when you have guys that are just, you know, just gunning, you know, not too tight, just open up loose players.
Uh-huh.
And, listen, the biggest tip of all I could give to anyone out there that wants to make money at poker is wait for players that are on tilt. You know, I hate to say it, but when they're down and out and they're tilting, they're playing one-tenth of their usual game. So if you wait for those opportunities, that's when the money's made.
And by on tilt, you mean that they're just going crazy because they took a bad beat or they're mad or distracted or whatever it is?
It's a game of psychology. So, normally a player that's playing is a very good player. When his game breaks down and he goes on tilt because he's aggravated and he's lost enough already, when he goes on tilt, he becomes a horrible player.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest difference in poker between winning and losing. Not the difference between a percentage point or knowing the odds between, you know, 3-1 or 7-2. So people don't realize they take the calculations too much into too seriously and not the human factor.
A lot of celebrities are drawn to the game. I know there's a celebrity poker thing on another channel, and Ben Affleck won a California state championship, and you hang around with James Woods, or at least maybe he's hanging around with you, and he plays a lot. Are these guys really as good as their egos would tell us they are?
Well, I'll tell you, I do have a kind of a home game out here in L.A., and I play. Ben Affleck plays, and Toby McGuire and Jimmy Woods, and it's a nice size game, can sting you a little bit. And those guys, I'm going to talk about Affleck and Toby. They are world class all the way, and so is Jimmy Woods. Jimmy Woods is picking it up, and he's getting very close to being world class. But those two, especially Toby McGuire, Ben Affleck, they have caught on to the game. And you know what? I think they caught on because they're passionate about it. They're creative. And they're good actors. Good actors will make a good poker player because the acting ability is such a big thing in poker. The element of the bluff, to be able to deceive your opponent, is huge in a no-limit game.
How much do I need to sit down in that game?
Oh, you just need a little nerve, a little creativity.
How much cash do I need?
You know what? It's just a few hundred bucks, but, you know, it's just fun.
You're lying. You're bluffing. I can read a guest anytime.
You got to tell on me, huh? Over the phone.
So tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time is the Ladies Night 2 on the WPT. And then when does the 2005 WPT season start hitting the air?
You know what? They're fantastic shows. We're doing them now. They don't come out till about February, I believe, on the Travel Channel.
Uh-huh.
But they're even better than the second season, I think. So hopefully we'll just continue to have great shows. But you will not believe the suckouts on the river, the bluffs you'll be seeing, and the money. The money is just exploding. Each tournament gets bigger and bigger. The game is just going wild.
Well, I'll definitely have my eye on it. I know a lot of people will. It's the highest-rated show on the Travel Channel, and it's completely changed the game of poker. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. And if you're nice to me, Vince, I'll let you have a shot at getting your money back sometime.
I can't wait to do that.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks for having me on the air.
Vince Van Patten, live here on the Paul Harris Show from the World Poker Tour on KMOX.